Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not for 1,214th time. I'm on the radio on the west side and the best side. The greatest radio station in the whole world. Giant 90.9 WBDG. How you like? How that sound? Yeah.
That sounds great. I like it.
Mr. Easter.
What's up?
Morning, Mr. Teacher. Teacher, student, extraordinaire, radio, wasabi. Personality, all that good stuff.
Wasabi.
Wasabi. What's happening?
Hey, I was Chicago last week.
Hey, Chicago's cool.
I don't know if you're going to get into it.
Hey, I'll get into anything, but I'll stay in trouble, boy. Chicago's cool. The kids, it was a trip, but hey, you learned a lot. The session was great. I went to a couple of sessions. The city was great. I hope the kids learned a lot. You know, it was great. I like Chicago. I don't know if I can live there or not. It's kind of a lot of people's.
It's a nice place to visit.
Yeah.
If you would want to live there.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. You know, if I live there, I have to be downtown at the Trump Tower.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be in the Trump Tower right there on the water, you know. But since I ain't got no money, Trump that. You know,
yeah. So. Kind of trumped your ace there, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So Chicago's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, ain't nothing like home. Like Dorothy said, ain't nothing, click, click, ain't nothing like home. So that's cool. But I'm glad to be back here on the west side, the best side.
Yeah, well, you know, it was, we had a good show last week with Mr. Klausfelter.
Hey, I heard some of it. So, yeah, I did. Yep. I heard you talk about me.
Yeah.
I get somebody on the show, and I forgot who, I need to get somebody, because you mentioned it, got to get that person on the show, but I remember.
That's I don't okay. remember.
It'll come back. It's our senior moment.
I slept a lot since then.
Oh, you're having a senior moment at a young age.
Yeah.
Well, you're a young puppy. Yeah. You are young, man. You're a little young kid.
Something like that. Of course, Bree's normally in this chair, but she is on her way to Ball State.
Yeah. Once again, our students doing hot things, and Ball State's awesome J-Day trip. The David Letterman building up there in Ball State University. So you get a chance to see some stuff that she wants to go into as far as college and a career in journalism.
By the
so,
way, speaking of David Letterman, he goes off May 20th.
Wow. What's he going to do?
Show.
Come back home, bag some groceries. I'm wondering. Yeah, you know anything about David Letterman? He's used to work at a... Was it O'Malley's? Was it
O'Malley's? No, it was,
a grocery store bagging.
It's a grocery store up near Broderport.
It's a bag groceries.
And I can't think of that. I know the name.
If you know the grocery store, 244-9234, 244-9234. What was the grocery store that David Letterman bagged groceries in? So that's one of my questions for today. But I got another question for today I'm going to get to after
it's right up there. You mean... Well, let's see what's on the big board. Of course, Athletic Physical Night is April 24th. That's tonight, isn't it?
Athletic Physical.
From 6 to 8 p.m. Is that tonight, April 24th? April 24th?
Yes, sir.
I think. Is it?
Athletic Physical. Can you say that 10
24th?
Times? It's 24th.
Yeah.
All day long.
Just making sure. Yeah, it is the 24th. No. So it's tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. There are specific times for the different classes.
Specific.
So make sure that you you check the website.
Can you say
the Wayne
specific?
Website? www.wayne.k12.in.us. The Ben Davis High School prom coming up next week, May 2nd at Lucas Oil Stadium. Of course, DJ Indiana Jones, Ben Davis' own.
Heard about him.
He will be rocking behind the DJ booth and make sure that you attend prom. $30 is the cost for couples. For a single ticket, $60 for couple.
Wow.
And make sure Well, it used to be more.
It's worth it. I didn't have a prom.
It's about $10 cheaper than it used to be. School. So, yeah, I can remember it used to be $40. Yeah. But anyway,
I would
the Ben Davis High School prom coming up on May 2nd at Lucas Oil. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock start time, 8 to 11, and then followed by post-prom here at Ben Davis High School. And it's like a two-for-one deal. You buy your ticket to prom, you get a ticket to post-prom. I believe post-prom is $10 on its own. And there are all sorts of details, but I believe those are on the website, too, at wayne.k12.in.us. The WBDG 4949 Marathon, guess what, Emerson?
Woo-hoo.
It's 3 weeks away from right now.
Woo-hoo.
If you are listening to WBDG, if you could get your time machine and you listen 3 weeks from now, we'd be in the 4949 Marathon. The year would be 1966, and we'd be probably playing Winchester Cathedral or something like that. But to donate, you can always call us 988-7122, May 15th, 16th, and 17th. I have a feeling I'm going to play that as a re-entry here before the end of the show. Arts Alive also coming up that weekend, all day here at Ben Davis. It's a huge festival of the arts, all different kinds of arts.
I got lost.
There's a lot going on. Then, of course, primary election day going on May the 5th. Get out and vote. There are things to vote for, so make sure you get out and vote. And, you know, I think that'll pretty much take a look at that thing that we like to call.
You don't vote, you can't complain. Hey, go to prom. I mean, I didn't have a chance to go to my prom. You know, I was a knucklehead, so I wasn't in school, so I couldn't go to the prom. So if you got a chance to go to prom, go to it. And get to be 60-year-old like me, you look back at your high school days and you miss the opportunity to go to prom. You say, gosh, I missed my opportunity to go to prom. You can't get it back. So if you got a chance to go to prom, go by yourself. Go there and hang out with DJ Indiana Jones. But have fun. Go to prom. Do that, you know. And you got to vote. Because if you don't vote, you can't complain. And you're worried about, why they do this? Why? Well, you didn't vote. You don't have a voice. So go out there and exercise your right to vote and do the right thing. That's not my question for that. At Mr. East's on the telephone talking pipe talk about my grocery store. I don't know. But anyway, I do got a question for today. You saw it on my Facebook. You saw it on my Twitter. You saw it out there on the internet world. And it's talking about your taking care of your parents and taking care of your grandparents. You know, so I'm wondering, then my question to you is, should adults take care of their parents and their grandparents? And think about that. You know, you can't call in right now, but, you know, after a little bit, give me a call, 244-9234, 244-9234. Let me know what you think about that question. Anything there? Anything before? No, I guess not. You're crying.
I love our listeners.
You're not crying.
No, he was calling in. He had a complaint.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really a complaint.
Did you fix
but it? He was he said he's been a faithful listener for 25 years mm-hmm. to the radio station. Mm-hmm. And he's recalling some programming that we used to have in the past.
Ah.
Because we used to have a metal hour.
I remember that.
And the show was called different things. It was called Metal Militia.
For a while.
It was called Oedipus Rex, I think, at one point. It was called all different things. And he was just recalling some metal. He was wanting to get some metal back on the air.
Yeah, and that's one thing about, and I'll go back to my question in a minute, one thing about our young people is our young people have so many different music genres.
Yeah.
You know, and country. And so a lot of times the students can't pick what music they want to play, make their own show up, you know. So
well, I think he's got a point. Yeah. You could always catch Radio Goethe.
Yeah.
Plays that kind of stuff Saturdays from 10 to 11 p.m.
Gotta love our listeners.
Art Peltner, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Appreciate all the comments, and those are things that we take into account. Said he was a Decatur Central graduate.
Hey.
Congratulations! Really, listener for WBDG for 25 years, and wanted to hear some metal back on the air.
We'll
take it under advisement as we always do, and if there is a metal show out there.
Yeah.
Maybe we can carve out some time for it.
Sounds good. And another thing I like about Giant 9.9, variety. That word variety is a big, huge word with capital letters.
And, you know, sometimes people ask sometimes, why do you play dance music at night? Well, there wasn't another station in town playing it. Mm-hmm. That's why we do it. Right. You know, there wasn't another station in town playing dance music overnight. So we decided to use our overnight program. What else are we doing overnight? You know? So... we decided to use the overnight programming for that. And this program,
yeah,
you know, kind of sprung out of your idea.
Yeah.
Our conversation with Dave Marcotte, who was principal at that time. And here we are, you know, all these 200 years later, we're still doing school talk and things like that. So, yeah.
That makes sense. Now, that makes sense. But some things just, you know, it's just...
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time for...
Can't even take yourself seriously, is that what you're saying?
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I need a big G on my chest or something on W.
Now that
it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I love that promo. Who did that?
Cody Reese.
I love it. But you know, some things just don't make no sense.
And we can't find anybody to do it better than Cody Reese did.
So it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay. I got for the rest of my show, I'm just gonna be It don't make no sense. My show might not make no sense. But okay. All right. I'm on a rant. I'm on a rant for the rest of the show. And if I my last day, it just be my last day. Indiana.
The views expressed on school talk are not necessarily the views of the Mississippi of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG.
Indiana do not call list. Have you ever heard of that, folks?
Yeah.
Mr. East, ever heard it?
I've heard. I'm on it.
Okay. All you young people out there. Yeah. All you young people, get with your aging parents, aging grandparents. Put them on that Indiana do not call list, please. 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 I mean, okay, for me personally, you'd be sitting there eating dinner and the phone rings and somebody's trying to sell you something. I'm in sales, but not while I'm trying to eat a pork chop or something, you know, or chicken leg, or I'm multitasking. I'm watching the news, listening to the radio on the computer, and eating. And
people don't interrupt ever since pork chops.
And people do that. They multitask. You go to restaurants right now, everybody's eating food and they're on the cell phone at the same time. Yeah. So they're multitasking.
Do you know, too, this is not related to this.
Ain't nothing related to what I'm saying.
Right?
I'm on a rant.
We're on a smorgasbord. But they say that the cell phone has added time to meals.
They add to your life.
Because
I believe it.
You know, you sit down, the waiter comes to order, mm-hmm. and you're on your phone. And
right.
I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
You're on your phone. Looking up the menu on your phone.
The waiter goes back and back, gets on his phone. Then you're nobody's getting anything.
The cook's on his phone.
But you're right. I was in Chicago, Mr. Easter. You was there too, Mr. Goins in Chicago.
I wasn't there.
I told that I'm on the road. But anyway, we was at the restaurant. Every swinging person in there jamming and walking have their phones out on the table. And old folks, young folks, like, no one was eating. Food was getting cold. Think I was a salad. But they were eating food, but they were on the phone 99.9, and food was only 1% of the conversation. It was freaking me out.
I know.
Multitasking. Give me a break. Break. That don't make no... But anyway. It don't make no sense. Okay. It don't make no sense. Now, back to my rant. People, get your parents 888-834-9969. 888-834-9969. From your home phone, whatever, you know, call the voice prompt, register your number with the Indiana Do Not Call list. Get them on that. You can do that. Call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Get your... Okay. Why I'm on a rant? Okay. Part of my job, I go to folks' houses, and I talk to people. And what I see when I get there, it leads me to my other question, which don't make no sense. Why don't you adults... Young people, take care of your grandparents or take care of your aging adults. Why don't y'all do it? It's freaking me out. Okay, question is, should you take care of your grandparents? Okay, you can call me 244-9234 and tell me why you should or should not take care of your aging parents, but you should. And one of the reasons, one way to take care of them is get them off of the telephone. Telemarketers call their house. And sometimes it's legit, but sometimes it's a scam. And then they'll take advantage of your loved ones, take them for the money, take them for the time, or take them for both.
Yeah, we had an experience with my mom like that, where she had gotten herself into some things, actually with QVC.
Mm-hmm. You said it.
I shouldn't say it.
It's UBC or PBB.
It wasn't QVC's fault. I mean, they were just selling her the stuff. But, you know, when that's another thing. if you can and you have concerns about, you know, the way that there's, but it's a balance.
Yeah.
Because they're still adults and you know, they're still independent.
Right.
And but if you see, for example, that they never have any money and they should,
yeah,
you should raise that question. And you know, it's one of those things. And like I said, it wasn't QVC's fault. It's my mom was ordering too much on QVC.
Yeah.
So, that was one part of the issue. And then, you know, my mom who just passed away in December, another issue that she had gotten a phone call from a loan company.
There you go.
Who, you know, gave her a loan because she needed money.
Mm-hmm.
But she really was not in any kind of condition to make that
decision.
Yeah. So I totally agree. I think the do not call list, it helps. Yeah. It doesn't work all the time. Nope. Of course, there are some companies that find a way around the do not call list.
America.
But it knocks down the number of calls you get.
Yeah.
And you know what? My phone at home, mm-hmm. it has a way I can block numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I get one that gets through,
mm-hmm.
I block that number.
Yeah, I heard that. I mean, and you said something there. Sure, it's not 100% proof. But with you, the individual, the son, the daughter involved in their lives, your percentage just go up because you're involved with them daily. I mean,
And you'll get all sorts of pushback. I'm telling you what,
yeah.
They're going to hate you. They're going to hate you for it. And you get all sorts of pushback. And you'll get called every name in the book.
That's the new ones.
You're going to get accused of saying, all you want is money when I'm gone. No, Mom, it's not what we want. Mm-hmm. You know, we want you to be able to live comfortably.
Right, right, right.
You know, there's no reason why you should be buying, $70 lamps.
Exactly.
You don't. Yeah. You got the $20 lamp you have is working just fine.
Exactly.
Well, I like it. I like to have pretty things. Well, you do have pretty things.
Bingo, bingo.
You know?
Accentuate the positive.
So, I mean, you have to sometimes. And again,
armor up.
You know, we're telling you, like my I have two aunts that are in their late 70s,
mm-hmm.
who are probably better with money than I am.
Right, right.
But you know, Mom aged very quickly, mm-hmm. and she was not in her. You know, she was 73 when she passed. So you just got to know.
You got to know.
You know, like my aunt. You know, my two other aunts. You know, they're going all the time. They go to Florida. One goes to California all the time, doing all these things. And you don't have a concern with them.
Right, right.
You know, but you still have to watch them, though, because people will
take advantage. For instance, contractors. And contractors. That's what they'll knock on your door, look at your roof and say, you're missing the shingle. And if the loved one is not around, they'll get swindled into a brand new roofing deal that's bogus. Mm-hmm. And they'll pay money on the spot, mm-hmm. and that guy's gone to another town. Mm-hmm. It happened, folks. I've seen it happen, too. You know?
Good friend of mine. She's in her 70s. She got swindled. And, you know, she's somebody who I was talking about. It's like my aunt's. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's good with money, but she got swindled. She paid him up front, believed a sob story. Mm. But I'll tell you what.
That's right. Yeah. Lock him up the way that came.
They got the
under
guy.
The jail.
Caught him one in three states for the same thing.
Mm. So, folks, we got to, as I said, you got to get involved. You got to get involved now. And report violators. Report them even on the Indiana Do Not Call List. Report them on the website, the Indiana Attorney General's office. And he's swindling contractors the same way. You can go online, www.in.gov.
And we should add, everyone's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, until I catch you, then you know you're guilty because you did something wrong chasing you around town. But you got to check out the Attorney General online. You got to do that. Now, take care of your parents. You got to do that. And John said it. You got to visit them frequently. I mean, they might give you some crazy stories, you know, but you got to go check on them. You got to go. And nothing worse than, some part of my job is visiting folks and the parents don't come and see. One lady says she just wants to go out on the porch. And sit on the porch, you know, on the next sunny day. And I said, well, can you get your loved ones? Well, they're too busy. They don't want to come see me. Give me a break. That makes me so mad. I mean, they gave you life. Your parents gave you life when you was little. They were there for you. Now, you going to just push them to the side? Can I break something?
Yeah, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Oh, it just makes me so mad. You know, I guess because I'm getting older, and I say one day I'm going to be older,
And my kids do me like that, I'm going to be on the news. I'm going to be on the news. Mr. Allen gone crazy.
Hey, my sister, come see me.
Oh, man. And then, okay, all right. And then the elderly are not eating properly when they're by themselves.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You're nailing so many things right now, Emerson.
I'm so mad.
You are speaking the truth.
I'm mad, you know, and it's like, I mean, your parents, your grandparents raised you. They were there when you had nothing, when you were nothing. Now you gonna push them to the curve? Push them to the side? You got? It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. I mean, take them some food. Check on them. Cook for them. I mean, sure, they might say some crazy thing, but you gonna say some crazy thing when you get older
now,
too.
Now here's the thing though. My mom was 74 years old. She loved some McDonald's hamburgers.
Sponsor.
No, I'm just saying.
Just kidding.
She loved McDonald's hamburgers.
Mama liked that.
She loved the Filet-O-Fish. So she loved fast food. And, you know, people go, well, she's just eating junk food. Well, yeah, but she's in a nursing home and she's 73 years old.
Compared to food.
No, the food there wasn't bad. I'm not indicting that food
because
I had the food. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you have to balance it out because there wasn't a lot of joy there for her.
Yeah, I understand that.
And if me taking her an apple pie.
Oh, man, that's a smile.
Or taking her a thing of Oreos or something.
Yeah.
Made her happy.
Right.
I was going to make her happy.
Right.
And if that made me a bad son,
right,
then that made me a bad son. But yeah. I was, I wasn't too worried about her nutritional content, especially towards the end. Because I wanted to make sure. In fact, the Christmas gift I gave her last one, had two things of Oreos in there.
Hey.
Because she loved her Oreos, too.
It's small things like that.
They are small things. And you got to remember that when they say, and I wish I would have done this now so many times, it'd be like, well, I want to go sit outside. Let's go sit out on the big chairs out there. Well, Mom, it's cold.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done it.
Yeah. That's what she wanted to do. Small things like that.
Yeah.
You can't. So you folks out there that got your parents still living, grandparents still living, you got to go hug them today because, like, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And like Mr. Easter said, he's not alone when it comes to wanting to do something and can't do it now.
And that goes for young ones, too, because look what happened up in Westfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if you saw about that. Uh-uh. They were having a big show, just like we have here in our theater. And a stage collapsed.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, stage collapsed. And luckily, it appears that everyone is okay to escape with, you know, minor injuries compared to what could have happened in that situation. Because, you remember Mayor Peterson's wife fell off the stage at Butler, I think.
I remember that.
She was seriously injured.
Yeah.
And was out of commission for a while. And
had to recover.
You know, these are things, but the entire stage collapsed. Up there at Westfield, and certainly we send our thoughts up there.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's how quickly life can change.
Life happens.
You know?
Quick.
And the choices, I mean, there were no choices there that could be made for those kids. Yeah. They were doing what was right. They were in school and in everything, you know, but even when you make the right choices.
Hey, stuff still happens.
Stuff still can happen. Yeah. So, you know, like you say, love your loved ones. Love the old ones because... Yeah. You know, I sat with my mom for about 90 minutes on Christmas Day.
Wow.
And it was the best 90 minutes I ever spent with her because it was the last 90 minutes I ever spent with her. That night she died.
Huge.
So, you know, sitting with her and talking with her. She slept most of the time.
Wow.
But I sat there with her. There was something I knew I had to.
Right.
There was some reason, you know, like something inside of me said, you got to sit here.
Yeah.
And so you got to follow your heart like that. And, you know, my brother and my mom had some words over the years, but they made up. And,
right.
You know, that's the other thing, too, is no matter how hard it is, you got to take the time.
That's you said something there. A lot of people don't want to do it because it's too hard.
Right.
It is hard. I don't want to do that. I don't have time for that. It's too hard. You know what? That's part of life. If you keep on living, life is kind of like a pie or a puzzle. There's a lot of pieces to it. Oh. Like, okay, let's stay with the pie. Like a pie. So it's so many pieces. There's a piece of pie out there. Pecan.
Sugar cream.
Okay.
I like that.
It's a piece of that sugar cream pie. Making me hungry up here. That some portion of your life, you're going to have to be dealt with the question of caring for your parents. That's a piece of pie that's waiting for you to be sliced and cut. And you got a choice to eat that pie or push that pie on. You believe some people actually push that pie on to somebody else? It ain't my responsibility. Give me a break!
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Your parents raised you. They fed you. They brought you into the world. My mama used to say, I brought you in. I'll take you out. And now you ain't got time for your parents. That just makes me mad.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Oh, man, I ain't got time. Oh, no, I ain't got time to go over there. You know, I got to clean up all the mess. I got to wash the dishes. I got to cook them something to eat. I got to wash them. Give me a... They washed you? I see it, Mr. Easter. I see it, and it just hurts me. It just hurts me, you know. And I just hope these young people can return the tide and do something different, you know, and not get... I saw one post that I'm worn out with my mother's care needs. You worn out on your mother's care... What was she worn out on you when you was a little kid? Sucking from the bottle and everything else. You know, I said it. Mm-hmm. Milk didn't always come in a bottle. We got a health class going on.
Yes, Emerson.
The views expressed on Sports Talk. I'm sorry, Dr. Butch.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I just, elderly, the senior citizens, man, I'm getting old to them. I mean, they're the backbone of our community. They got all that. They got knowledge. You want to learn something? Sit with an older person. Oh, boy.
Well, and you know, we've had shows before that have dealt with seniors. And no, that's one thing, you know, for example, whenever Carly Macer's on here, she talks about that's her passion. We had Matt Klotfelter on here and talk about the Indy Honor flight a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that we do and we take advantage. And I know one thing that here in Wayne, a new initiative that they've started this year is the Career Center. They're bringing folks in from the West Side Garden Plaza and they're taking them to cosmetology.
There you go.
And then taking them to lunch at the gallery, and you know, it's really important that they feel like they're still part of the community, because they are.
Right.
I mean, they should be the ones that we're all taking care of.
That's what I'm saying. And I know we're busy, but you ain't that busy.
Right. It's not easy, and I was that guy too for a while, I would say, I don't have time to get over there. You make time.
You figure it out,
and you make time. And you know, my mom understood that I'm busy, and she understood that I couldn't get over there all the time. But if she called me and said, I need Diet Cokes, and we had a ball game that night, guess what I was doing in between the ball game and the end of school?
Coke run.
Diet Cokes. Yeah, that's right.
Not cocaine, fortunately. But you know, you don't want to be in a position, and you there and I'm there, we've been there, you don't want to be in a position of saying, like, oh, shucks, I should have did this. I should have done that.
I don't have any of that.
I should have said that. You don't want to be in no position. You want to do everything that you can do and say, I did all I could do.
Yep. I don't have any of that.
That's good.
I don't have any regrets.
You don't want to be there.
The only thing I do miss is like I said, I wish I would have taken her up on going and sitting down in the front a little more.
So you got to do... You got to do all you can, because then once they're gone. Yeah. And now you guys' memories.
And
you
then,
know.
Then you get an email from, you know, one of the other graveyard places. I know you work at one, so I won't give the other one. And they tell you, well, the date has been put on your mom's tombstone.
Yeah.
And I just got that email the other day.
What's freaky, though, looking down and seeing your own name.
Yeah.
My daddy's name is Emerson Leo Allen. I'm Emerson Leo Allen Jr. So when I go visit
him. That's what the L is?
Leo.
I didn't know that.
Leo, not lazy. But anyway. I can't be lazy, though. Believe me, I don't like to work, but I got to work. Right. I got bills. Got my song. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, it's like, for instance, so the question is, yes,
you should be helping your parents. Here's the biggest reason why you should be helping your parents. Biggest reason. Our parents took care of us when we were little. And then we just abandoned them? When they get old, that don't make no sense. Don't you have a heart? You got to have them. Because it's our responsibility to take care of them. They took care of us. Don't they deserve that? I think they do. You know, so are you? That's my rant for today. You know, go out there and make your grandparents and your parents' day the best day they ever had. And believe me, you will be blessed and you will be happy.
The last few years, I got so much closer to my mom, you know, I kind of thank you for everything, how it worked out. In a way, I know she was pretty miserable, but, you know, for me, I'm kind of thankful that I ended up as kind of the one that helped her out a lot. And, you know, I think my brother had his time when he helped her too.
Yeah.
His wife, I know they helped her out quite a bit too. And then my aunt, we were kind of like a tag team.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, too. If you've got brothers and siblings, you make sure they help.
Yeah.
You know, don't take it all on yourself. No. Because that gets you a different kind of resentment. And you know, you got to be nice to your... You know that song, the Ladies and Gentlemen, the class of 90... The song we play, the sunscreen song.
That's a good one.
It's got that whole thing in there talking about be kind to your siblings, be kind to your parents.
Right.
Just don't let time, you know, creep in and cause trouble.
Right. So not taking care of your parents, that don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
That's my rant.
This has been another edition of it don't make no sense.
So I'm done. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. That's like a cake. When the cake is done, you stick a fork in it and see if the cake sticks to the fork or is a toothpick that sticks in it.
I think it's a toothpick. I don't know.
Culinary class, call me up.
There it is.
Okay. Got that song?
Play that. Yeah.
I'm going to play that out. We're going to play it out?
Well, I'm going to play out is this.
We got to do this too, because to the parents and to our teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one to hang with. Hey, hang with a senior citizen. Hang with your grandma. Hang with your mama. They know a lot of stuff. Take care of them. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. You're sagging the mind. You're sagging the... And remember,
when you stop fagging, he'll stop nagging.
That's right. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like your mama, your daddy, right, doing the right thing. Because some parents don't do the right thing, and that's another
joke. It don't make no sense.
Next week, I'll be back. If they let
Dr. Butts.
Dr. Butts, he in here next week?
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Butts, guess what? You already know I'm going to ask you. See you next week. The views are best on School Talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's the views. I thought we covered that earlier. And that's the views of Embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 9.9.
They should never give
John
us microphones.
Easter, Dr. Butts, the teachers, the students, their Emerson Hallis issues, and views. See you next week on School Talk. Oh, we in trouble.
WBEG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be... The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me. In 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. Never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.